One of the first and perhaps most recognizable examples of a doctor practicing high-tech medicine was Leonard Bones McCoy from the sci-fi series Star Trek. Here he is using a handheld device called the medical tricorder to monitor a patient's vitals.
Your pulse is 242. Your blood pressure is practically non-existent. Assuming you call that green stuff in your veins blood.
Of course, that wasn't real, nor was beaming the show's characters up from one distant location to another. But now, thanks to new technology, doctors can and do practice medicine when the patient's far away. Maybe not the next galaxy, but miles away. It's called telemedicine, and it helped Michael Harrigan when he was having a stroke.
It was a miracle for me, I'll tell you. I'm convinced that having had that experience where I had it, that made all the difference for me.
In 2009, Harrigan was driving I-94 near Johnson Creek in Jefferson County. When he reached for a bottle of water, he couldn't hold it. His face felt strange. Harrigan decided to call an ambulance. He was taken to Watertown Hospital. Recently, that hospital had paired up with neurologists at UW Hospital who were using high-speed broadband to quickly treat patients to limit brain damage. In this video, UW neurologist Marcus Chacon tests the strength of an emergency room patient 42 miles away. They see and hear each other on a computer screen.
Hold up that left leg for 5 seconds. One.
Telemedicine is practiced across the state in different ways. Marshfield Clinic uses this virtual care to do everything from monitor high-risk pregnancies to check infant hearing. Telehealth Director Nina Antonetti says it's efficient in rural areas where, she jokes, there may be more cows than people.
If we can make it easier for patients to get the care they need, the outcomes are improved and costs go down.
Antonetti was part of a recent forum in Madison on telemedicine organized by the Evidence-Based Health Policy Project. It explored several issues surrounding virtual medicine, like reimbursement.
You can do telehealth anywhere. The question is, do you want to get paid for it, and do our public policies support that? There's absolutely no reason we can't see patients in the home. The reason we don't is we don't have public policy that allows for reimbursement in the home. There's really no reason we can't see kids in school health offices rather than making them leave school and their parents leave work.
Some insurers are offering e-visits for certain common conditions. Brian Colleen is with Unity Health Insurance in southern Wisconsin.
It really began as a retail experience for a set of 9 conditions: cough, diarrhea, headache, heartburn.
Conditions, Colleen says, that don't require the doctor to see a patient face-to-face. Instead, they communicate with the patient through a secure online medical chart. Colleen says satisfaction for e-visits has been high in the pilot program, and perhaps telemedicine's biggest fan is stroke victim Michael Harrigan.
Won't say I'm 100%, but I would say pretty much 99%.
Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.